For days, the Gwen fire has burned across the Clearwater Canyon, destroying parts of North Idaho's wine country, and WPB's Lauren Patterson reports.
Rivara Estate Vineyard and Winery sits on the edge of the Clearwater River near Julietta, Idaho. Known as the Gwen fire, the wildfire was caused by a lightning strike outside Lapway and quickly spread through the canyon.
They wanted us to evacuate, but we said no way. There's no way we're leaving.
That's Lane Hewitt, who co-owns the vineyard and winery with his family. Multiple relatives live on the property next to the vines. He walks me over to the edge of the tasting room lawn where on the night of the fire, the flames started licking up the hillside towards the building.
Yeah, if you look like right over the edge, I mean, it got, this Sauvignon Blanc over here got torched because it came all the way up. So we were trying to protect this power line. So we were just hitting everything where our hoses could reach.
Hewitt and his dad, uncle, and brothers stayed behind to fight the fire.
Thursday night, we kind of thought we had it contained behind the houses, and then
they decided to do one more check around the property.
And we did another loop around the hillside, and it was just roaring again. And that's when it was coming up around to my parents' house. So that's where we kind of sat all through the night and battled that thing.
With locals and firefighters banding together to fight the blaze while a helicopter soared overhead, Hewitt says it was like being in a war zone.
And it was like all the amber, so it was like raining fire. It was crazy. But we're good to go now, hopefully.
After pushing back the flames for days, Hewitt and his family were able to save everything except a few rows of scorched grapes. Up the road, Coulter's Creek Winery was not so lucky.
So this was our warehouse. This is where we housed all of our wine.
Co-owner of Coulter's Creek Winery and Vineyard, Melissa Sanborn, walks me along the edge of a long pile of burned metal, the last remnants of the winery. The scent of burnt wine hangs in the air. Wine is leaking from the storage tanks, she says.
That's hard, knowing there's, you know, thousands of gallons of wine sitting in there that, well, I don't know where it's going to go. Into the dirt.
There's been an outpouring of support from vineyard and winery owners throughout Idaho, Sanborn says, offering to help if she and her husband still want to make wine. But right now, Sanborn wants to take some time with her family to decide what to do next.
Every time we come down to right here, I think it sinks in more and more, like, ugh, this really is gone.
The remaining wine inventory at Coulter's Creek Tasting Room in Moscow will be sold to help support her employees through the end of the year, who no longer have jobs because of the destruction. Sanborn says she's hopeful people will also donate to support the small, rural Arrow Junction Fire District, the local fire department run entirely by volunteers.
It's a bunch of retired guys who, they like to get old equipment and fix it up, and they do this on a shoestring. They get grants, they get equipment donated. Our fire chief is 86 years old.
Sanborn says the fundraiser for the fire district would help them be even more prepared for the next fire, like fixing an old pump.
Just those little things to make everything more streamlined so the next time we're even more prepared than we were this time.
Over the past week and a half, firefighters and local people from the community have all been working together to beat back the last of the flames.
We had assistance from local farmers getting some plow lines in. All of that line has held.
That's according to Joe Duran, the operations section chief for the fire management team. Fire officials are warning people to be cautious while traveling through the area as fire cleanup continues. I'm Lauren Patterson in Julietta, Idaho.